it's quite a project that's going on here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it'll be another form of protection, right? Tell us what's right. going on.
This area here, during the 2011 flood, there was we recognized that there was a lot of erosion of the riverbanks in this area. And I know Commissioner Peterson and I discussed it at the time, and we thought, well, put some sheet piling in. Well, in the meantime, we had the issue up at where we lost our riverbank up by the Elks. They came in to fix that, and it was bioengineering was used. And so when Commissioner Luke then was instrumental in securing the bank stabilization and restoration study, which was done by a consultant, URS, and that's why we ended up with a bioengineering concept. And much of this study was incorporated into this project. It isn't just the area here along College Street that there were a lot more areas that were, we had lost the riverbanks, and this is supposed to restore the riverbank in time and then stabilize it. And it's basically a rock crib, and the slopes have been flattened so that it will silt back in, hopefully, and we'll have some stability here. We won't have to worry about houses falling into the river, and we should be in good shape for what comes.
Okay, and this permanent flood protection wall just down the street, it's all part of this first phase of the $12 million project?
Yeah, a little over that, about $12.5 million. Now, that looks great. You might take some pictures of that, too. That's really that really looks nice down there. It took up a little of the parking, but you have to adjust to these things. We're in a valley, and we haven't got that kind of lateral room like the Fargos and the Grand Forks, so we have to deal with what we're dealt with.